The new movie that's out about a real-life spy case from Washington, D.C. reminds me of a somewhat unusual experience I had when I lived there. I wrote about it first a few years ago. My husband and I used to go walking in a park near our home in Vienna, Virginia, a suburb of D.C., and I'd very often find a penny along the wooded path where we walked, one half hidden under a leaf, another laying at the side of the path. But we'd frequently go walking after work, and on most of those walks, I'd find a penny in the dirt on the path in the park, and I wondered who was leaving them. This became quite a ritual for us, the walking, the pennies. One day after finding the day's coin, I suddenly remembered that when I was a little girl, my grandma used to give me a penny for each hand before I left her house. I shared the memory with my husband. My grandma had died several years before. And at that exact moment, I found a second penny right at my feet. I decided that day that the pennies must be from heaven. I told my sons the penny story a few years back during a discussion about real-life mysteries. The very next day, I opened the paper and learned that a man from Vienna had been arrested in a park for espionage. After some investigation, I found out that, yes, he'd used the same park where I'd found my pennies. And more. Along the same path I walked, under a bridge I remember very well, he would leave top-secret information for the KGB. And the KGB would express its gratitude by leaving money under that same bridge, 17 times, and much, much more than a penny or two. An affidavit in the case explained that the man in the KGB had worked out signals. A horizontal strip of white tape on the road sign nearby meant that money or perhaps diamonds awaited the man in a plastic bag taped under a certain corner of the bridge. Knowing this, I have a hazy memory of feeling very uncomfortable one time around that area of the path in the park. I vaguely recall a chance meeting with someone there when something just didn't seem right. Of course, it could have been anyone, and the years don't parallel exactly those in the affidavit. But that particular place on the path in the park is frozen in time for me. I can bring to mind the bridge, the highway sign, the Moose Lodge nearby, as if I'd walked it for the last time yesterday, not many years ago, many walks in many different places later. My pennies, found along the path where the FBI agent and the KGB exchanged information and money, are in a crystal bowl in my living room that I bought specially to hold the pennies. It's a bowl from Poland, where my grandma was born. But now I wonder if maybe those pennies weren't sent from the heavens, but dropped along the path as a sort of sign from very worldly individuals. I'll probably never know. We returned to the path outside Washington, D.C. a few weeks after the man's arrest. We parked our car, we walked to the bridge, just to show my sons where this had all happened. And along a straightaway on the path, my oldest son found his first mystery penny. Just one.